What? Were you solving the world's problems?
I was. I was solving. I had solved most of the world's. You know, the other day I solved the playoff problem.
Yeah.
In the last 10 minutes, I thought we were on air. You people missed. I was actually solving the rest of the world's problems.
Global warming.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
trouble
God.
In the Middle East.
Oh, I'm so sorry you missed it.
Wow.
I was brilliant in those last. I was absolutely outstanding in those last 10 minutes. Yeah, I may have been the best I've ever been on radio.
You should be proud.
I know. Unfortunately, apparently, only you and I know it. And that's also the first time Pythagorean theorem has ever been said on the show.
I don't even know what that is. I'm sure it's great.
Let's go to Greg. And is it Trucker James still? Greg, yeah. Greg, I appreciate you hanging in there as long as you have.
No problem, man. I just want to let you know, I watched the game last night, too. There was one targeted call they didn't call. But do you know who that head officiating crew was? That's the same head officiating crew that was at Clemson that year when we lost to Pittsburgh. And that guy went to South Carolina. That head official went to South Carolina. The one where Bullware.
Oh yeah.
That's the same officiating crew last night. They were not very good. It was bad officiating all over that place last night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see 18 to 22 year olds, especially kids that in some cases are approaching the end of their careers, thrown out of football games casually because of some inadvertent collision in which their helmet scraped. I think this is still football. And as I said, I think there's got to be some level of intent. And these guys have so much power that they can change a whole game. I mean, they're throwing Hamlin out of the game on the play that they did, changed the entire rest of the football game, and almost made North Carolina a winner in a game they had no business even being competitive in.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But there was another targeting call in that game that was not called, that they called a 15-yard penalty on the guy, and then they didn't throw him out. I don't remember if it was a Pittsburgh guy or a North Carolina guy.
That was a late hit. And I was fine with that, you know. And I think that's what it was. It was a late hit, and I think they should have just left it at that. I mean, again, the helmets. It's impossible in the game of football for helmets not to make some contact. I mean, impossible, you know. And unfortunately, I just think we've gone way overboard with this whole thing.
I think we have too, because running backs can lower their head anytime they want to or make head contact, and they don't get a penalty on them. I don't think I've ever seen a running back or offensive guy get a penalty called on them for lowering their head.
No, it doesn't get called even when it's in space. You know, I understand not calling anything at the line of scrimmage, but out in space, I've seen running backs routinely lower their head and use it like a battering ram, and nothing's ever called.
Right.
Only defensive players. And, you know, again, that play last night, you got a DB who's trying to make a play on the football thinking he's going to intercept it, and the pass is thrown low over the middle, and the receiver's going down low at the same time the DB is going down low. And, yeah, there was an accidental collision, but it wasn't targeting. It wasn't somebody leading with their head intentionally trying to hurt somebody else or make helmet contact. It was inadvertent based on a whole string of events, including the quarterback throwing the ball low to the ground.
Right. I agree with you 100%.
There
was another one right before halftime where the guy ended up lowering his head, and the guy intercepted the ball for Pittsburgh, and they threw a penalty, and they ended up picking it back up, though. Did you see that one right before halftime?
Yeah, they were on
target on him, but he intercepted the ball. And he wasn't anywhere near it. He's just going after the football.
Yeah, exactly. There just has to be some common sense applied to this. You know the worst part of it all is, and we're going to see this soon, the worst part of it all is when they eject kids from bowl games. And, you know, it may be their final game ever, and they just casually eject them from bowl games for these bogus targeting calls. And again, look, I get you're concerned about player safety. I get that. But again, by definition, targeting implies some level of intent. target. That's what right. is implied in the word, some level of intent. So if there's no intent and it's just accidental collision, then stop calling it.
Right, and now that guy's suspended for the first half of the next football game too, though.
Yeah,
he just didn't.
You know, or call it, but don't throw him out of the game. Or call it, but don't throw him. Just call the flag and don't throw him out of the game. Save the ejections for intentional acts.
I agree with you 100%, Walt. Thanks, yep. Thanks for letting
Thank you, Greg.
I appreciate you.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day, bud.
All you right, too. Man. Yeah, look, I think that's it. Look, maybe the way to fix this is if you feel absolutely compelled to make every one of these calls, then stop throwing kids out for them. Make the call, but don't throw them out of the game unless there is a blatant level of intent. If there's a level of intent, then throw them out of the game. But other than that, just let them play. Make your stinking call and let them play. I'm just sick to death of seeing it. And again, it's changing the nature of these games. If the understand it, but I think people really understand the game, understood what happened after they ejected Hamlin. The entire game changed. As I said, Pittsburgh was running quarters coverage in the second half, and that field side safety, which would have been Hamlin, was being attacked over and over and over again by Longo. He's lined up over the slot receiver field side, and he's being they crushed that position in the second half. Longo went right to it. He saw him get thrown out. And there was nothing justified to throw him out. There just wasn't. Stop it. Like I said, bowl season's the worst of all. Well, I see him throw these kids out, you know, some of them waited their whole life to get to a bowl game, and then their last chance, they're in a bowl game, and you throw them out for some sort of casual, accidental, incidental contact. That's just bull crap. So, again, if you must, flag it, but stop throwing them out of games. We need to stop that. Intent only to be thrown out of a game. Blatant, flagrant intent only to be thrown out of a game. Accidental. Again, there's no such thing as accidental targeting. That's an oxymoron. But if there isn't a level of intent that is clear, then you shouldn't be throwing players out of games. It's just impossible. The vast majority of contact I see in these type of situations is not avoidable. It just isn't. It's moving parts. We act like every element of this is controlled, but it's not. The receiver moves. The receiver ducks his head. The receiver changes his path. The ball takes a different flight than the players expected. And so you have these accidental collisions. That's all they are. They don't warrant somebody being thrown out of a game. Trucker James. James, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Hey, James.
I'm going out on a limb with a chainsaw. I got my own chainsaw. I'm throwing out.
Yeah.
I think South Carolina, this is my pick. I think they're going to beat Texas A&M. Now this, I know this sounds mad. But I think they're going to try to do one of those numbers. They want to show everybody that they can showcase a decent game. Now, I'm just whether they do, I don't know. I think Ryan Hulinski is going to really try to play, and them getting their player back with Tavion Feast to them. I think they're going to really try to run it pretty hard on Texas A&M. I think, you know, especially with Will Muschamp being on the hot seat, that's all I've been hearing today. I mean, it's been like coming out of Columbia. They is, and Ray Tanner, too. I said, goodness. So, I just think I may be wrong. Like, I got a chainsaw.
You know, James, I might be one of the only people around who thinks that you have a shot. I mean, I really do. I think this is going to be a much closer game than most imagine. I think it's like a 27-24 game, and I think South Carolina has a shot. And part of it, you know, James, no offense to you or South Carolina, but part of it is I don't think they're very good. I don't think they're very good. I mean, I watched them barely hang on to beat Arkansas at home. So let's not act like A&M is some elite team. They've already lost three times. They barely hung on to beat Arkansas at home.
That's right. So I thought to myself, you know, South Carolina like to play that way, especially when they beat Georgia. They're going to try to go in there with that same mental. Whether they do it or not, I had it around like 20 to 17. You know,
that could be
some kind of crazy score. Now, like I said, I got my chainsaw, so if you hear me crashing something, you've been up in the mountains again.
There you go. Good to talk to you as always, James. Drive carefully. All right, James. Thank you. Jeff in Pendleton. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How you doing? You got my blood up on this targeting stuff because I feel pretty close to the same way you do about it. But shouldn't there be maybe even three penalties, three different levels? I mean, the blatant, you know, I saw a call the other night in the Northern Illinois-Toledo game where the quarterback went out on a naked bootleg, stumbled, fell, got back up to his knees, and then the defensive lineman hit him in the back of the helmet. That's with intent, just like you said. He should have been thrown out of the game.
Right. So in a situation like that, he gets bounced. But in these things last night, those are accidental collisions that happen in football. And that there's no way to predict any of it. I mean, that kid wasn't targeting anybody last night. You know, the quarterback threw the ball low over the middle. The DB goes to make a play on the ball thinking he's going to intercept it. At the same time, the receiver trying to catch it also goes low because the ball's 6 inches off the ground. And guess what? They hit each other. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't a target. The guy was trying to make a play on the football, you know, and that's the stuff that has to stop.
Right. So then the one in between there would be where the receiver goes up and try to catch the ball. He may have already be catching the ball or in the act of catching the ball, and the defensive back is actually targeting him trying to knock the ball loose. And they come in helmet-to-helmet contact. What do you do about that one?
Well, you know, one thing, Jeff, I don't think we can make it too complicated on the officials because they already can't handle what they're doing. You know, I mean, they're already so reliant on the crutch of replay that they can't – I don't think they're very good at their jobs anymore, period. And so I don't think we want to make it too difficult on them. But what I'm saying is, you know, simply, even if you're going to enforce the penalties, all right, even if you're going to enforce the player penalties, just don't eject them. Eject only for flagrant. Eject for flagrant, and you can still keep your targeting call, though I don't like the word, but make a determination between flagrant and just a football act and accidental collision.
Why can't it just be, you know, the old call was unnecessary roughness. Why can't it just be unnecessary roughness?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Unnecessary roughness. Something like that. And you flag it, and you let the kid continue to play. I don't like this, throwing 18- to 22-year-olds out of football games for accidental collisions. And we're seeing that way too often. It's like I said earlier, Jeff. Look, here's the thing. If you have to slow it down and replay and watch it 10 times, then it's not targeting.
Right.
You know, targeting, when you see it, you know it. You know, everybody, when you see that penalty, you know it. You know it instantly. It's not like, well, let's slow it down and see if we can determine. No, stop doing that. Stop doing that. If you have to slow it down, then it's not a penalty.
Well, I was going to mention horse collar, too, but that sounds like a whole nother show.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show. That's a good job, Jeff. I appreciate the call. Look, I think that they've determined horse collar is dangerous, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the danger inherent in that. But make sure it's a horse collar, because, you know, more times than not, when I see horse collar called, it's not even a horse collar. You know, so make sure that you have it right. But my biggest issue is just throwing these kids out of games for plays that are just part of a football game. I just think it's gotten completely out of control. And furthermore, it empowers the officials to too great a degree. It means they can literally change the outcome of a game. And that's what they almost did last night. Because, again, had Hamlin not been ejected from that football game, Pittsburgh wins that game by at least 20 points. There's no overtime. There's no any of that crap. That's a blowout win if they don't eject Hamlin from that game. But when they ejected Hamlin, the whole game changed. And Longo attacked that spot ruthlessly, as he should have. But there was zero reason to throw that kid out of the game. It just wasn't. Lakeside Lodge. Aaron, I'm coming to you. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's a new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's a unique concept. Blends the ownership of a condominium, the amenities of a resort. 118 residents, a mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom. That's what we started with. You're down to like 15 now. I don't know the exact number. I know this. You cannot wait any longer. There are still choice units available, but you have to act now. I'd encourage you to go to the website, lakesidelodge.com. Check out the video. This parcel of land is heaven sent. There's nothing else like it anywhere. And once they're gone, once the openings are gone, they're gone. They're not going to add to it. They're not going to be any others. It's like a self-contained city. Farm-to-table restaurant, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. You're on the lake, lakefront property. Are you kidding me? You don't have to do housekeeping. They do it for you. You don't have to do lawn maintenance. They do it for you. It just doesn't get better. Life doesn't get better. Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard. Go see him right next to Ruby Tuesday. Get in before it's too late. All right, Aaron, you're up first. You want in, 654-7627. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Join the Mark Childress Show, live from 7 till 9 p.m., Tuesday nights right here on The Roar. Mark will give you a real-time breakdown as the college football playoff poll comes out each Tuesday night. Join Mark to tell us what you think of the poll, what changes would you make, and how would you rank them. Brought to you by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays from 7 till 9 p.m. on The Roar.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. We can't wait to open our doors and show our Clemson family what Lakeside Lodge is all about. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel has the best amenities, stunning lakeside views, and a perfect location for spending game days in Death Valley. To schedule a tour, give us a call at 775-5550 or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
Crute LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Crute LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Crute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
I'm Kristen Bennett. 2019 is winding down and we're in the fourth quarter. Like the Clemson Tigers, it's time to finish strong. Bennett Equipment rents and sells Takeuchi track loaders, wheel loaders, and excavators. And until year end, first-time Takeuchi excavator buyers and trade-ins of competitive brands receive up to a $4,500 discount. Hurry, because the clock is ticking. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, as always, rent it from Bennett.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
No one's better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Good old-fashioned American guts and glory.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are the Roar. We are live at George Coleman. Just a man, a gentleman, Ron, I've met before. He's came all the way up from Greenwood to see us today at George Coleman Ford. That's what we're talking about. Come on out. Free pizza. In fact, a brand new shipment of hot, fresh pizza just arrived. Just arrived. Just put on the table. New brownies, new everything. Drinks, we got it all. George Coleman Ford, come and see us. Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, well, how's it going, man?
Good, Aaron. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call in, Walt, to tell you that I 100% agree with what you're talking about with the targeting. I didn't see the game last night, but I feel like, man, that there's just no consistency with the way that they call those penalties anyway. You know, that it leaves it too much opinion up to the referees. And even the word targeting, to me, thinks, okay, there's some malicious intent or some malintent towards, you know, towards it.
Right.
You know, with a hit like, you know, like Myles Garrett, for instance, you know, hitting Rudolph with the helmet last night. There was intent behind that, you know, frustration, emotional, whatever it might have been. There was intent behind it. But, you know, the only thing I could compare it to, maybe if you have to have the call, maybe compare it to something like a technical foul in basketball, you know, where maybe you take a closer look at those players and see if it continues to happen with them throughout the game. Maybe there is some intent, but I think it's kind of dumb to call something like that for a sport where you readily invite contact. You know, you got these athletes that are, you know, superb athletes that are in motion. You know, you're inviting that kind of contact. And there's unfortunate injuries that's going to happen, you know, and that's unfortunate for these kids. But the more that you take away from them, the more you slow that game down, I feel like there's going to be more injuries because they're going to hesitate or they're going to be, you know, what I call T-Rex arms, and then somebody's going to really, you know, you're
going to
see more accidents.
Yeah, and when you slow everything down and replay, everything looks like targeting. I mean, it's football. And like I said, there are just inadvertent collisions all the time. You have moving objects. It's not like, you know, it's not like just one side is moving and the other side is stationary and you can plan exactly where you're going to hit. That's not the way it works. If a receiver is crossing the middle and a quarterback is throwing the ball on some sort of crossing route and the quarterback's throwing the ball over the middle, you don't know how that's going to end up. You just don't. It's not like, oh, I'm planning on targeting this guy and wiping him out. No, you're trying to play football. You're trying to make a play on the ball. You're trying to cover your man. You know, That's not the way it works. And this thing last night I thought was the perfect example because the quarterback throws the ball into the ground. He throws the ball, you know, and maybe originally he did it by intent. I don't know. Sometimes you're trying to protect your guys and you see something coming and you try and throw it low. But regardless, he threw it low over the middle. So the DB who was sitting there thought he had a play on the ball. So he goes low to intercept the ball, which he actually did. And then the receiver also goes low because he's trying to make the catch on the low throw. And guess what? There's an inadvertent collision. But it wasn't by intent, and it wasn't vicious, and they barely touched each other.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the times that's instinct. Well, they're just reacting to what's happening around them. So, you know, it's like you give these referees power, and it does change. Again, what, you know, that could have taken away a win from Pittsburgh, who's vying for, you know, a shot at the
championship
on that side, you know? And then, you know, what are those kids play for after that? You know,
exactly. And they
the whole dynamic of the whole thing.
Yeah, and again, Longo and company abused Pitt in the second half and fourth quarter at that spot exactly. That was 100%. Anyone who actually knows football, watch that game. It didn't seem like the announcers knew. But anyone who actually knows football, who understood the kid who got knocked out, understood what his role in that secondary was, understood the coverage they were playing in the second half, understood what Longo was doing, it was every single stinking pass play he was attacking that field side safety.
Oh, for sure. And why, you know, that's what a smart coach would do.
Exactly.
Take advantage of what you have. So, but I appreciate it, Walt, man.
Yep.
I appreciate
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Appreciate it. And that's exactly what happened. It changed the whole game. I mean, the game was all Pitt. Pitt was moving the ball at will. Sometimes they bogged down in the red zone, but the game was all Pitt. I mean, they had like 300 yards at halftime, and they were going to cruise to a victory. And then Hamlin got thrown out, and the whole game changed. And North Carolina took advantage of it. And at the end, Pitt was holding on. I mean, I don't even know how they really came back and won, because I thought, as I was watching North Carolina attack that field side safety spot over and over again, I kept thinking to myself, well, you know, they'd win, because Pitt had no answer. They had no replacement for Hamlin. They tried multiple guys at that spot. None of them. I mean, they weren't even close to covering their guys. They weren't even close to covering that slot receiver. That's why I actually thought Pitt might try and slide Ford over. But the problem with that is Ford's probably their best tackler, so they didn't want to do that either. So they were in a no-win position. And those two guys, you're talking about two guys in Hamlin and Ford who've played, you know, 38 football games together, side by side, 40 football games together, side by side. You know, they're rich in experience, knowledge, and they're good players. And when you throw a guy like that out for a team like Pittsburgh, well, guess what? They don't have another guy like that. It's not like they're Clemson deep. And again, this isn't, to me, this has nothing to do with last night's game. I'm making a point just in general about all of college football, that I just see this game after game after game. And what I'm demonstrating using last night's game is the impact that it had on the actual football game. It very nearly turned what should have been a blowout into very nearly a North Carolina win. Let me tell you about my bookie. Look, you want in, by the way, now's a good time. Maybe the best time all week. My bookie, look, if you're the type of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, like I said, try a parlay. You know, there was some cat last week at one of the casinos. I don't know which one. He bet a 5-team parlay and he won 340 or 50 grand. I know he picked Minnesota against Penn State. I think he picked the over in that game. I can't remember the other picks, but he hit them all. He cashed in big. Hey, what better way to play than at MyBookie? If you're going to bet this season, go to mybookie.ag. They're going to match your initial deposit up to $1,000. Use promo code radio. Mybookie.ag has more odds, more prop bets than any other sports book, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. Sign up now. MyBookie will double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money. Don't play some no-name sports book. Bet with the best. MyBookie.ag. Use promo code radio today to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's MyBookie.ag. promo code radio. All right, Ramona, when we come back, we're going to get to the Carolina Lions Bank. You pick them games and just and run through those. You know, in this Clemson Wake Forest game, I mean, you know, last week I almost hit the exact score. I think you're looking at a somewhat similar score. I mean, Newman might be good enough to put 14 up or something, or, you know, maybe 17. I don't know. But I think you're looking at a somewhat similar type of game. I don't know, 51-17, something like that, I think. You know, you never quite know the impact of senior day, an emotional day. Sometimes that's a distraction of sorts when it comes to the actual playing of football. We'll find out whether that's the case. I just think a compromised Wake Forest team is just not going to be able to keep up. They weren't going to keep up anyway. But as I said before, I do think this would have been the first team. This team would have scored more on Clemson than anyone else had this year. This team would have put up 500 yards of offense if they were fully healthy. I think that's how good they were and efficient they were. When you have Surratt and you have Hinton and you have Washington, you have three gifted receivers, and you got an NFL quarterback in Newman. And now all they have is Newman and Hinton. No Washington, no Surratt. They don't have any of that. So, you know, that's a dilemma. That's a dilemma. Hey, David? That's a dilemma for them. Now, from a running game standpoint, they have Carney and Walker. Carney is a hammer, physical back, good player. Walker is an explosive freshman, can do a lot of different things. You know, and Wake's a team that's pretty dedicated to running the ball, sometimes more than I think they ought to be. But they want to establish the run. They want to establish balance, and they'll look to hit you with big plays. I mean, it's been a big play offense because Newman's got a big arm. He can stretch the field, and they had the weapons to do so. And with Surratt, they had the guy who could win at the catch point every time. And as I said, best catch point receiver in the country. They don't have that now. So it's not like Newman. You know, in all honesty, you've seen Trevor Lawrence do this at times with the Clemson receivers. He'll throw these 50-50 balls up to his receivers because there aren't any 6'4 cornerbacks for the most part, except at South Carolina. So, you know, you'll take some chances when you have that type of guy. Well, that's what Newman was able to do with Surratt in Washington. He can't do that now. That option's gone. Surratt was like a security blanket because you could just toss it up to him 40, 50 yards. You knew it wasn't going to be intercepted. Either he was going to catch it or no one was. Well, you don't have that luxury now. You have a much smaller number one receiver now in Kendall Hinton. The tight end, Freudenthal, is a pretty good player. They're probably going to have to utilize him more. I think he's got like 25 catches on the year. So you'll probably see more of him. You know, they're going to test your eye discipline with all their motion and all their window dressing. But fundamentally, what they want to do is they want to establish the run. They want to stay in favorable down and distance situations, and then they want to big play you in the passing game. I'm just not sure that without those weapons, I'm just not sure they're going to be able to do any of that. I mean, even if Wake was fully healthy, it's not a game they were going to win, but maybe it was a game that they were going to stay within, you know, 21 or something. You know, because I think they've been a pretty legitimate team. Defensively, they're obviously not good. They don't have a lot of depth. They're a little bit better than they've been in past years, but their depth gets compromised over the course of a season as players get injured, and that's happened with them this year as well. So, I don't know, I think you're looking at 51-17, something like that. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Listen, there's no place like Turner's. It's a special place. There's no jewelry store like it. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. It's unique. They design jewelry every day at Turner's. 3D CAD technology. If you can draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days with your guidance. They'll even show you what it looks like on a human hand. And so you'll see exactly how your a ring, for example, might look. Mark also stocks the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. If it's time to pop the question, it's time to get to Turner's Jewelers. Mark has diamonds in stock in every size, every price range, so he can help you today. Pandora store within the store, run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. They know the line inside and out. Tens of thousands of pieces of Pandora jewelry. This is Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Incredible selection of watches, Manly watches, pearls, gemstones. Get to Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for all your holiday gifts. And I can't believe it, Ron, but it's actually holiday Christmas gift-giving time. Quick break.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Diamonds and Gold Direct in Anderson has been named Anderson's best jewelry store 5 years in a row. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. See their specials of the month featuring diamonds, emeralds, and cultured pearls. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fire.